Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to our show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Actually, what's on fire is the entire country. The entire country is on fire. The entire world is on fire. Joe Biden has lit a fire that nobody could put out. Could it be the end of the United States of America? We'll see. That chapter has not been written yet, but it does not look good. We're in a bad situation. We're in very bad shape, and it does not look good, and the odds are against us. Never seen anything so disgusting in my life as what's happening all around me. By the way, I think before I even get to the story about election fraud and how Democrats, I believe, stole the election and some of the news that's come out in the last few days, I want to get to the CDC, which changed the test thresholds to virtually eliminate new COVID cases among people who've been vaccinated. This is the kind of fraud and scam going on in the United States of America today. So basically the gist is, I don't even have to read the article. Let me just tell you the gist. Let me sum it up Monarch Notes, Cliff Notes style. I was someone who argued for well over a year now that all the results of positive COVID tests were bullspit. They were lies. And that the testing equipment was set way too sensitive so that everybody was coming up testing positive for COVID if you ever in your entire life had, like, you know, sucked up in your nose or your mouth a bit of air that has single germ in it, which means you don't have COVID, but there's one COVID germ up your nose, which means nothing and doesn't mean you'll ever get it or ever have a symptom or that you could ever pass it on to anyone else. But yet it was set so sensitive, the equipment, that everybody had COVID. And that's what made everybody panic, and that's what made them say you got to wear masks forever, and that's what made them say you got to get vaccines, and that's what made them say you got to lock down the country. And that's why people were locked down so long in places like Michigan and Chicago, Illinois, and New York and Los Angeles, et cetera, right? It was all about so many people are sick, but so many people weren't sick. They just sent the set the tests way too sensitive, so everybody looks like they have COVID. Even if there's just one single germ up their nose. And the CDC knew that. We all knew they knew that. And now that they want everybody to take the vaccine, they've changed the setting so that if you take the vaccine, it's much less of a sensitive setting. So that nobody who gets the vaccine looks like they have COVID, even if they're testing much higher than the people who originally tested positive for COVID when the settings were so low that it made you believe the whole country had COVID. I mean, they were caught red-handed. They literally changed the test thresholds to virtually eliminate new COVID cases among those who are vaccinated. Otherwise, it would have looked bad, and people wouldn't want to take the vaccine. New policies will artificially deflate, after they artificially inflated before, deflate breakthrough infections in the vaccinated, while the old rules continue to inflate case numbers for the unvaccinated. They'll give you a different test standard, much more sensitive, to show you have COVID if you've never been vaccinated. And if you've been vaccinated, they give you a different test with much higher threshold and much less sensitive numbers and equipment so that you never test positive for COVID. Can you believe the scams going on in America today by liberals and the deep state and the D.C. swamp and the big government swamp rats? This is what's going on. So scary. And I wrote a column last Friday, and I read it on the show. A lot of you don't listen to every hour of every show. You may have missed it, but I changed the title, and I changed the wording, you know, a little bit. It's the same basic column with the same basic message, but I put it out in a different headline. And the response today has been incredible with that headline. It is the number one story on the Gateway Pundit and the most comments on the Gateway Pundit and the most traffic on the Gateway Pundit. The title is, if you believe 60 judges turned down a stolen election theory, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. Something remarkable is happening in America. You can see what's happening in Arizona, Georgia, New Hampshire, with forensic audits happening or about to happen, and many more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election. The light bulb has finally gone off. Americans are starting to understand the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and they're not afraid to say it out loud. That's why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced the greatest April fundraising haul ever in history. That's why the latest Washington Examiner poll reports enthusiasm for Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections is ahead of enthusiasm for Democrats by double digits. That's why the latest Democracy Corps poll of battleground states finds Biden's approval among independents in those battleground states at only 35%. Democrats win only 17% of independents in these swing states on a generic ballot. That's why voters in Pennsylvania, a state that supposedly went to Biden, just overwhelmingly voted to dramatically limit the emergency powers of their Democrat governor. That's why the latest CBS News YouGov poll shows support among Republicans for President Trump is still at historic levels. 89% support Trump's economic views. 80% of Republicans support Trump's style of leadership. 88% support Trump's tough stance on illegal immigration. 73% support Trump's views on race. 77% agree with the way Trump treated the media. And most importantly, 67% believe Joe Biden is not the legitimate winner of the 2020 presidential election. That's why voters in the latest McLaughlin and Associates poll favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris by 49-45 for the 2024 presidential election. Biden has only been president for a little over 100 days. He supposedly got the most votes of any candidate in history. He should be wildly popular while still in the honeymoon phase of his presidency, and instead, Americans have turned on Biden. Why? Biden and Kamala Harris, why? First, Americans don't believe Biden is a rightful president of the United States. The silent majority now believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden and the Democrats rigged and stole the election. Second, no one in their right mind believes Biden got the most votes in history. A senile old man who never left his basement got more votes than Obama or Clinton? No way. It's implausible. It's impossible. Third, Americans have seen the radical Biden agenda. It is not normal. It is not liberal. It is not Democrat. It's clearly a Marxist, socialist, communist takeover of the United States, perpetrated by evil globalists who want to destroy this country. So here's the big one. Here's the big one, though. Americans now understand the intimidation tactics of the radical left. They've seen the vile hate speech towards white Americans. They've seen the mayor of Chicago announce she will only do interviews with black or brown journalists. They've seen BLM and Antifa rioting, looting, burning, and anarchy. They've seen the censorship, banning, and hatred towards conservatives by social media and woke corporations. They've seen Palestinian mobs beating Jews remarkably in the streets of Los Angeles and New York. Radical Democrats have set this nation on fire. Americans finally see the truth. They now understand what happened in those 60 cases involving voter fraud in the 2020 election. Trump and Republicans didn't lose those 60 cases. That's a lie. That's Soviet communist-level propaganda. The American people now understand those judges were intimidated. Trump never lost a single voter fraud case. He didn't strike out. Trump never got to the plate. He never took a swing. No judge ever actually looked at a case. The Supreme Court never looked at a case. You've heard of jury nullification. That's where the jury ignores the facts and ignores the law. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. Many of those 60 judges hated Trump's guts and suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. But more importantly, all of them feared for their lives and careers, so they just ignored the facts and ignored the law, and they chose to punt on the case. They never looked. No judge was willing to risk ruining his or her life by overturning the election and facing a crazy Democrat mob. No judge was willing to risk assassination. No judge was willing to risk their home being burned to the ground. No judge was willing to risk their spouse being fired and never finding a job again. No judge is willing to risk their children being beaten and brutalized at school. No judge is willing to watch their name forever destroyed by cancel culture. So now most Americans understand the election was stolen and the courts never ruled against the merits of the case. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. That's why Trump is suddenly back in vogue. That's why so many Americans wish Trump was back in office. That's why so many Americans have turned on Biden, because more and more people understand he's not the rightful president. That's why if you believe the lie that 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. That's my column that that came out today on the Gateway Pundit in a different form. It came out yesterday in newspapers around the country and came out Saturday night at Town Hall. And it's at my website, RootForAmerica.com. If you believe 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. And just as I write that and we come to the show, I guess we have just like a minute left, Chris. What's left? I'll just read you a few headlines, and we'll get into them in depth. In depth when we get back. New Hampshire election auditors find ballot fold issue. Only 28% of GOP votes counted in one machine. You don't think that happened in other machines? You don't think that happened all over the United States? And how about this one? How come it always only happens to Republicans? There's never Democrat votes not counted. There's only Republican votes and Trump votes not counted. And John Fredericks says six affidavits from Georgia election witness allege 30,000 ballots are fake. All of that coming up when we get back. I'm telling you, we've witnessed a rigged and stolen election. And I'm staying on this like white on rice. Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We'll be back in a sec. Website, rootforamerica.com. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OSHENSALMON, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmON.com, OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost at a
immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Let me mention the sponsor of the show before I get to some more important stories. It's Asset Strategies. Let's see what gold did today. It's usually the first time of the day I get to see what gold did is on this show. Gold has been on a rip lately. I have no idea. Totally no idea what it did today, but gold has been great lately. And gold edges higher on weaker dollar and lower U.S. yields. The headline at CNBC, gold was up just a little bit to $1,882 per ounce. So gold was up again today, just a little. But I'm at a point now where I believe that gold is the most important investment you'll ever make in your lifetime. It's very scary what's happening in the world. If you listen to my show for 3 hours a day, you know how concerned I am with what's happening to America, that we could be in the last end days of America, you know, of the America we know and love. You know, it's not the last end days of a country. A country will go on. Greece is still there, right? Venezuela still exists. It's a country. It's not like it gets obliterated by an atomic bomb. It's still there. But it's not the country you know and love. It's not the country that, you know, that made us the greatest nation in world history anymore. It's a country, but it's not the country that you remember. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, is America going to remain the country that all of us know and love? It's going to be a country. It's not going anywhere. Venezuela is still there. Can you imagine? Despite everything, it's still there. But who'd want to live in it? Cuba's still there. But who'd want to live in it? Greece is still there, but who'd want to live in it? Mexico's still there. Who'd want to live in it? Central America's still there. But who'd want to live in those countries in Central America? Nobody. Which is why everybody leaves to come to America. And meanwhile, they bring all their problems with them and make us into a crappy third world, as Trump would say, crap hole. So America will still be here. It's not going to be a different name. It's going to be the United States of America, but you may not want to live here anymore. You may not recognize it anymore. And you may not recognize the people anymore because we let in so many foreigners that it's foreign to even be a real American pretty soon. So I think it's more important than ever that you invest in gold and silver because that's the strategy if you really believe America's on the way down and decline cannot be stopped. And I love this country, and I think it's always been the most exceptional country in the world. That's why they call it American exceptionalism. And I think little by little that's going away. You know, a good example is a teacher in the Clark County School District, which is Los Angeles, sent me a note last week that told what the new proposed ideas are that are being instituted right now. And basically, they've dumbed it down to the point where you can't fail anymore. And there's no way to figure out who's exceptional anymore. You know, the new rules of the CCSD are so scary that everybody basically gets a pass no matter what happens, as long as you, you know, show up. Even if you're an idiot and you're an F student, you get a pass, you get a C, no matter what. And you can take tests as many times as you want till you get the score you want. I swear to God, I'm not kidding you. This is all true stuff. And you don't have to hand in any of your homework assignments on time. If everyone else hands it in on time and you don't hand it in for 3 months, you still get full credit for it. As long as it gets in before the end of the semester, you can make it up. So what are we teaching our kids? My God, a nation of inferiors, not exceptionals, but inferiors. And at the same time that's happening, another great fan of mine and friend of mine sent me a link to the Clark County CCSD, School District, CCSD, their own website, which says that basically they're instituting critical race theory. Basically, they're going to spend all their time passing everybody, making sure no one's exceptional, making sure everybody lives in shared misery, which is socialism. Nobody's a good student or a bad student. They're all the same, even though some are complete idiots and morons and brain dead and couldn't care less and they're gangbangers. Everybody's got to be the same. That's the only way to handle it fairly. And they're going to teach everybody all day long in school that white people are evil. And that America is an evil, terrible country run by, you know, evil white people. That's what's going on in America today. So knowing that, I think you have to buy gold and silver because we may be in for a terrible collapse soon. The whole system may collapse. The whole stock market may collapse. The whole financial system may collapse. The whole economy may collapse. The middle class may collapse. Small business may collapse. And gold and silver are your insurance policy against total collapse. When everything collapses, they generally go up. And it sure isn't, you know, cryptocurrency anymore. That's your insurance policy. You saw that go down dramatically. So Give Asset Strategies a call. They are the official precious metals, gold and silver company of Wayne Allyn Root Show. My good friends Rich and Michael check and own it. They're giving you a great deal. I mean a great deal, a killer deal on anything you want. And if you want gold, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. While supplies last, call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A new study shows the Pfizer and AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccines appear to protect against the first variant detected in India. British researchers found that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine proved nearly 90% effective, and the AstraZeneca vaccine was found to be 60% effective. Illegal immigrant children caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas are being flown as far away as Tennessee. Republican Senator John Cornyn says he's not surprised.
The numbers keep growing, and the Office of Refugee and Relocation have to find some place to house these individuals, at least on a temporary basis.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee calling it unacceptable and unsustainable. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Monday, the Dow closing up 186 points to close at 34,393. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Yeah.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
How insane is our world? How crazy are things going? A new report is out. The Biden administration urges U.S. embassy. Our embassies all over the world advertise to the world we all support Black Lives Matter, which, by the way, is basically a terrorist movement that looted and burned. When you talk about the insurrection on the 6th of January, my God, nothing happened there. What happened all over last summer, what's going to undoubtedly happen again this summer, is BLM rioting and looting and burning and destroying and murdering and mugging and anarchy. And he wants to promote that all over the world. Trump supposedly promoted insurrection, but it's okay for Biden and his vice president, Kamala Harris, to promote BLM terrorism, domestic terrorism, and a belief in Marxism and a hatred of police and a hatred of men heading households. Insanity. All right, we've got our guest, Pete Hutchinson, here, president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. Pete Hutchinson, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thank you so much for having me. Boy, what a bunch of garbage. I hadn't heard that about the embassy thing. But it's
very
just,
scary.
You know, fitting in with the anti-American propaganda all over the world. We're a bunch of racist pigs. Unbelievable.
Right.
Why'd you have to tell me that?
This is a communist takeover of the United States of America. This is not liberalism. This isn't progressivism. It isn't Democrat policies. It's not, quote-unquote, liberals. This is communists taking over the United States to ruin it and wreck it and destroy it. And just, it's so sickening to try and turn us into Venezuela. That's what's happening. And, Pete, there's nothing bigger in the middle of all that than this new bill in Congress called the For the People Act. That's all about making sure it's a one-party country. Only Democrats can win elections. And all the fraud we saw in the 2020 election, when I know that I believe, and I believe all my listeners believe, the election was rigged and fixed and stolen. A United States presidency was stolen. Trillions of dollars changed hands from Republicans to Democrats because they stole the election. And now they're turning our country into a communist country. And they did it all by stealing the election, committing voter fraud. They're going to try and institute it to make voter fraud natural. Is that not correct?
That's right. That's right. This is a extremely dangerous bill. It's an 800-page bill. It has everything in the kitchen sink included in it of the left's agenda to create, as you said, a single-party country. What this thing does is it federalizes all elections. It prohibits states from enforcing their reasonable, you know, their law, well, their state laws, their state election laws, you know, like voter ID, like limits on early voting and late voting and same day registration. All of those regulations, state statutes would be thrown out and this federal law would be put in place, which allows early voting, late voting, same day registration. And you don't even have to sign something. You can do it online. It's extremely outrageous, and it's got to be stopped. It's called, they talk about the big lie. This is the much bigger lie that we have voter suppression in this country. Our country, we are the freest, fairest elections in the world and in the history of the world. And this garbage about how this is, Jim Crow is so offensive. And I don't know why black and brown people around this country don't rise up and call it what it is. Now, many are, and I think that's a good thing. But this is extremely dangerous. And states, you know, all your listeners out there need to rise up and oppose this thing with all vigor. Because if you care about abortion, if you care about gun rights, if you care about any issue in this country, this law right here will silence you. Don't let it happen.
All right, so we're talking to Pete Hutchinson, president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. By the way, let me pay you a compliment, Pete. Most of the guys who come from these foundations are always kind of dry and professorial and boring. Yeah. You're kind of an exciting guy. I like your energy. I really appreciate it on the show. And I like your passion, so it's a good thing. I'm giving you a big compliment here. All right,
well,
glad you're not
that.
Just a professor with professorial personality.
I get I went to a state school,
professors.
Man. I'm a state school guy. I didn't go to the
there we go.
School.
Well, you know, I'm an East Coast Ivy Leaguer. How about that one? I got into Columbia University as a son of a butcher. And when I got there, Pete, I was so sick to my stomach because my parents' dream, you know, I'm a Jewish kid, and my parents' dream was that you go to an Ivy League school, and you get a law degree or a medical degree. But my parents were conservative Jews, very Republican, and I get to Columbia, and I'm the only Reagan guy there, and everybody's bragging that they're communists. And I was shocked. I didn't even know people like that existed. I didn't know rich kids were communists. If their parents are rich and they went to a private school, how could they be communists? It's so bizarre. That was my upbringing.
Horribly
Columbia.
Disappointing.
Oh, terrible. It was awful. They were the worst people I'd ever met in my life. I got out of there and I got over it. I couldn't wait to leave. My classmate, by the way, class of 83, Barack Obama. How about that one?
Oh, nice.
That was my classmate. Never saw him there in 4 years, ever. Ever.
Yeah, you
it's
did?
The most,
I wondered.
No. Nope.
Wondered if you smoked pot with him or anything.
No, never smoked
don't
pot with
that.
Him. Never snorted coke with him. No, I've never done a drug in my life, but I never saw a Barack Obama. And it's not like I had to be his friend. I mean, there were 700 kids in my class.
Right.
But I knew the face of pretty much everybody, and I certainly knew everyone in the political science department. We were both poli-sci majors, both pre-law. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, never saw a picture of him, never saw him at a party, never saw him across the street at a restaurant, in the cafeteria. Nothing. What does that tell you? Something's wrong with Obama's story, and I believe he's the president now. I don't think Biden's the president. Biden's just a shell of himself. Biden's nothing. Biden is an old man with dementia. I think this is the third term of Obama right now. So,
well, and Obama, you know, Obama started this election stuff. He, with Eric Holder, you know, they started off with this voter suppression and this Jim Crow baloney. And they, you know, their agenda was driven by race. They tried to drive the wedge. The wedge got in there. The wedge is just, it's just unbelievable. We have millions of people desperately trying to get into this country. And is it because we're a racist country? Hell no. We are the country of opportunity. And these people, as you said, on the left, the progressives, are trying to destroy that. And to what end? I don't get it. I really don't get it. But
no,
this
just
right
for
here,
power.
This proposal.
Just for power. That's it. That's no other reason. What else? Why would you want to ruin America and make it the worst country in the world when it's the best country in the world? They just want power and also a little bit of revenge, Pete. I got to tell you, I run into people every day who say, I'm going to take all the white men down. All the powerful, rich white men got to be destroyed. You know who always says that? Not black people. White people. White liberals hate white people with money. It's the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. So there's some revenge there, too. They want to, you know, gain revenge for the people of color who couldn't make it in America. We're going to take the white people down and, reapply, redistribute their income. Strange people, man. Very strange.
Liars.
Haters. Haters is what they are. Racists. But let me go over this. So, you know, we had this big kind of controversy and scandal involving Georgia. They changed the election laws, 2 months ago, and all the corporations, all the woke corporations said, you can't do that. Oh, my God. Voter ID. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And yet this new For the People Act in Congress, if it passed, that would overturn anything Georgia or anyone else passed. That would take
That's
jurisdiction,
right.
correct?
That's right. It would throw that out. But more than that, it would throw out laws in states all over the country, you know, like North Dakota. I don't know what their voter ID law is, but I suspect they have one. It would throw that out. It would throw out laws in states that are very popular. And by the way, voter ID is very popular in the black community. It's seen as a reasonable. Yeah, I want to make sure that my vote is counted, not somebody else pretending to be me, because guess what? Most of the voter fraud that's happened in this country has been in big cities, Democrat primaries. That's where the fraud happens, and that's
right.
where votes are stolen, and that's where all these absentee ballots show up that, you know, dead people or live people alike that have no idea this is happening. So, you know, it's not only to create a Democrat, permanent Democrat majority, but it's got to be the right Democrats, the hand-picked Democrats. So yeah, that's, they're going to throw out all state laws. And you know that these laws don't come out of nowhere. You know, in Arizona, they passed a ballot harvesting law because there was a big ballot harvesting problem a few years ago. Union guys were going around collecting ballots and filling them out for people. So they did something about it. It's not a one size fits all country.
Are you really familiar, Pete, with the Georgia, the new law that they passed in Georgia? Because the very law that all the corporations lost their minds over, to me, was not even a good law. It was very mediocre. It wasn't even what I would do. I would do something a thousand times stronger than that. I thought they passed a pretty crappy law that allows you to still have the boxes and the harvesting. And
right.
It wasn't even a good bill, right?
It expanded early voting. It expanded almost everything that creates problems. But they kept a limitation on the boxes that they shouldn't have it to begin with, and everybody went nuts. And so let's send a baseball, you know, all-star game to Colorado that has even more strict laws. What a bunch of wackos.
Yeah, well, their laws can't be too strict in Colorado either, because in 2016, Trump lost Colorado by, like, I don't know, 50,000 votes or something like that. And in 2020, Trump lost Colorado by, like, 800,000 votes. Yeah. No one I know believes that's possible. So they're not very strict in Colorado either. Something went wrong in Colorado, very wrong.
Right.
I've seen the numbers and the way it was reported by forensic experts. It's impossible that they expanded from 50,000 loss to 800,000 loss. Not even possible. So forget Colorado. They suck, too. Pete, we're on the run. The music's on. Pete Hutchinson, president of the Landmark Legal Foundation. Thank you for educating us, Pete, on the For the People Act. Gotta knock it down. Knock it out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and
we've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. My buddy Chris, I saw him today. He had sent me something last week about the Vegas schools. And, you know, this show emanates from Vegas. It's a national show. We're in 50-plus markets. But I always bring up Vegas stories because what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It spreads all over the country. It's symbolic of what's happening all over the country. Vegas is the all-American city, and you got to know what's happening in Vegas. And so Chris sent me something, and I lost it because I get hundreds of emails a day. I mean, I had it, and I just forgot about it. I didn't talk about it on Friday's show. I want to mention it real quick. He said, like I mentioned over the phone, I was looking at CCSD curriculum. That's Clark County School District curriculum. That's Las Vegas public school curriculum. This weekend, and went into the social studies. And under the last section titled Multicultural Education for PK through 12 is a link called Teaching Tolerance. Sounds harmless enough, but you click it and the site is gone. And now you're at the Learning for Justice site. I wanted to know who the group was that switched the site. So I scrolled down and saw a project of the Poverty Law Center. And, you know, he says that the guy who runs the school system, the superintendent, his name is Jara of Vegas, is a liar. I don't know that to be true. I'm just telling you, Chris says he's a dead liar. If you go look, he said, click on a link I sent you in another email from, I think it was last Wednesday, he gave some sort of press conference or some sort of, major meeting of educators. And he swore up and down when a parent asked the question that critical race theory, putting down white people, was not a part of the curriculum in Las Vegas. And he says he's a liar because all you have to do is click on two links and you're at this Learning for Justice website, which is all about how evil white people are. And it's all about racism against white people. And it's all about critical race theory. And this is in the middle of all the teachings of the CCSD curriculum for the teachers. So they do have critical race theory. Maybe not the words critical race theory. Maybe they're telling the truth. This is how you tell the truth and lie, right? Oh, we don't have critical race theory. No, you have learning for justice theory. Learning for justice is, and also teaching tolerance. And teaching tolerance and learning for justice are nothing but critical race theory. So maybe you're telling the truth because you changed the name. And it's a project of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a bunch of disgusting radical communist scumbags. It's the only way to describe them. You know, I think that's why people like my shows. I think that's why people like Trump. The people who hated him hated the way he talked. But the people who liked him loved that he was on the attack all the time. I just read you the latest stat. What is it, like 77% of Republicans think that Trump treated the media just right. That's the way they wanted him to treat the media. And I'll bet you that 99% of my listeners love the way I treat the media and the Southern Poverty Law Center and BLM and Antifa. They're just a bunch of un-American, anti-American, communist scumbags. They're all the same. The same people I met at Columbia University. Communist scumbags. And they hate this country, and they hate you and me, and they hate white people, and they hate business owners, they hate Jews, they love the Palestinians, they love radical Islam, they love the Mexican drug cartel, they love the Chinese Communist Party. This is everyone associated with the top levels of Biden administration and the Democratic National Committee and the Democrat Congress. They're all the same. Evil. Pure evil. They love illegal aliens, they love inmates, they love ex-felons. But they hate you and me for working our asses off 16 hours a day in America. It's sick. It's a mental illness. This segment, by the way, is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast. That's War for Wayne Allyn Root, the War Raw Podcast. If you hadn't thought about it, War is Raw spelled backwards. That's why I came up with that. War Raw Podcast. Plus, it reminds you of I think there's something called War Raw that's in the World Wrestling Foundation. Isn't there like a... an event every week for the Wrestling Foundation called WWE called War Raw or something just like that. And I wanted that kind of that feeling in the back of your brain that maybe this is like wrestling, because that's to me what politics is. Politics is wrestling. And the problem is I'm the guy who knows how to slap the crap out of you. And 99% of all Republicans don't know how to fight, whether it's verbally or physically. They're a bunch of weaklings. They're a bunch of weak-willed pussy cats. I don't know if you could say the other word on radio. Chris, can you just say the word like pussycats on radio, but with only the first part? You allowed to say that? All right, it's dicey. So we'll just call them pussycats, weaklings, little snowflakes. Most Republicans, we call liberal snowflakes, but most Republicans are snowflakes. They've never been in a fight in their life, physically and verbally. They have no idea how to, yeah, whatever. Boys with very short pants and pink. And I'm not talking about gay people in any way, because I like gay people. I'm talking about someone who doesn't know how to fight back or who gets beat up at school all the time. And by the way, I was that guy. So you can't accuse me of saying anything bad about people who get beat up all the time because they're weaklings and Wayne doesn't like weaklings. I was the proverbial weakling who got beat up all the time. And I had to fight my way out of high school and learn how to fight my way out of possibly being killed on multiple occasions. I almost died twice. Once really close to dying at the hands of a kid with a machete. In any case, let's get back to War Raw. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, because we really go to war. And I bring you the most salacious, outrageous, controversial stories of the week for conservatives, and I drop the F-bomb and everything else that needs to be dropped. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. By the way, coming up this week in a couple days, interview between Wayne Root, 30-minute sit-down interview, Wayne Root and President Donald J. Trump. How do you get War Raw Podcast? Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We just added, Amazon and Google Play. War Raw, anywhere you download iTunes. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Hope you enjoy it. Coming up in a couple days, President Donald J. Trump, right here.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
93.